USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly 250,000 people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded 0.5 inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Here's a Caldor fire update in Northern California with Dan Araki.
The Caldor wildfire continues to threaten the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as it burns through the Sierra Nevada mountain range. As of Wednesday afternoon, it was burning through Amador and El Dorado counties in Northern California, having scorched more than 240,000 acres. Cal Fire says that the blaze is about 20% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Henry Herrera says that conditions have come together in a perfect storm to create the massive fire. He tells CNBC that the more than 4,000 firefighters battling the blaze are focused on saving lives and communities.
Well, our number one priority is life and the health and safety of our firefighters. Our second priority is to save homes, communities, people's where they live. And that's what we're focusing on the northeast end of the fire around Myers and South Lake Tahoe. We've been building containment lines to keep the fire from entering those areas. We are building contingency lines areas in the event that the fire crosses those containment lines. And so far, we've been successful to keep the fire away from the communities.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to allow the heartbeat law in Texas stand. After 6 weeks of pregnancy, it is now illegal to get an abortion in Texas, protecting the future child. Pro-abortion advocate Amy Hagstrom Miller held a press conference.
I'd like to take a moment to share with you all what the final hours of legal abortion care looked like in Texas last night. Whole Woman's Health had staff and physicians providing abortions in Texas until 11:56 is the time we finished our last abortion in Fort Worth last night. Our waiting rooms were filled with patients and their loved ones in all four of our clinics yesterday. We had a physician who has worked with us for decades in tears as he tried to complete the abortions for all the folks who were waiting in our Fort Worth waiting room. Marva Sadler, who's the plaintiff in this case and who is our director of clinical services in Texas, was on site, also in Fort Worth, working with our physician to see every single patient. She called me at 10 p.m. with 27 patients left in the waiting room, and both she and the doctor were crying and just asking me, What can we do? How can we be sure we can see all these folks? Keep in mind the anti-abortion protesters were outside this entire time from the moment we opened at 8 until we closed at midnight. And once it got dark, they got giant shining lights and shined the lights on the parking lot. We were under surveillance. This is not abstract. This is real for our team.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.